Verse 111.
Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. That Chalitza Psula. Like Rashi says, Vayos Shim Rotzo Liyabem Eino Yochel. What is called chalitza psula? A isha that if you want to do yibum to her, you cannot do yibum to her. Shim rotza leyabem, eino yochel leyabem. Her chalitza is called the chalitza psula. Shim rotza leyabem, eino yochel leyabem. This is called chalitza psula. Kol isha shim rotza leyabem, eino yochel leyabem is called the chalitza psula. And the halacha, the chiddush of Rav is. As chalitza psula tzricho chizur ala achim. Right? If you have a couple achim, and it's one of them, and she has a chalitza psula, that you cannot do yibum to her, she's a choy skuko lemashul. She's a choy skuko, because the other sister fell a yibum, so you can't do chalitza to her, tzricho chizur al kol achim. Zog teisvist that lefi Rashi, not only Achis Kuka that I Sugi is talking about, that Rochel falls from one house, Leo falls from another house, so while everyone is also the Yuma, as Achis Kuka, her Chalitza is Chalitza Psula, the Tzicho Chizur al Arachim, Zogteis says, even Chai Velabim, you can't do Yibum, Tzicho Chizur al Arachim, Marzer Gush also, you can't do Yibum, Tzicho Chizur al Arachim, also Levatum Mitzvah Sivovim, every Isha that you cannot do Yibum with Firashi, Tzicho Chizur al Arachim. And the Rishonim speak out, doesn't make a difference Isur de Raisa, Isur de Rabbanan. I mean, the whole Sugis is the Rabbanan. It's the Aloha that Chalitza Psula Tzricho Chizur Al Achim. This is Shittas Rashi. Rashi holds that the Chiddush of Rav is only on the brothers. Make this very clear. That the Chiddush of Rav is only on the brothers. That the Hainu, five Yevomim, and as a Yevomo, Chai Velavim, it's not enough that one does Chalitza. Everyone needs to do Chalitza. Five brothers, as a Yevamosh, as a Choy Skuko, all of them have to do Chalitza. But what about the other way around? There's one Yevam, and it's five Yevamets. And all of them have a Chalitza Psula. Lamazan, all of them are Chay Velavim. Lefi Rav is no Din Chizu. Of them gave nish the Din of Chizu. I say it's Mefurish in Tur B'Shem Rashi. That the Din of Rav is only on the Achim, and not on the Yevamets. Five Yevamim to one Yevama, all of them need to do Chalitza, if it's a Chalitza Psula. Five Yevamis and one brother, if he does Chalitza to one, it's enough. That's the Shittas Rav. Din of Tzricho Chizur is only on the Achim, not on the Yevamis. Rashi is Moide, as Shmuel came and said a Chidush. That Shmuel was Mechadesh, noch a Chidush. That even that the Yevamis is no Din Chizur. But as another aloche, chalitza me'al yese be'inen. What is chalitza me'al yese be'inen? So it's two terutzim in the Gemara. Maybe three terutzim in the Gemara. One terutz is that if you have a yevama, that one brother could do a better chalitza, one do a shvache chalitza, you're not yaitzim with a shvache. You have to do the better one. This is the first terutz. Second terutz says no. If it's the same yevama, if she got a chalitza, it's enough. If it's two yevamas, and here's two terutzim in the Gemara. If it's two yevamas, so one teretz learns, if one of them is shvach and one of them is good, if you did chalitza to the shvach, you're not moitzi the good. Second teretz learns in the Gemara, Rav Ashi, no, even if both of them are shvach. That two yevames, if you do chalitza to one shvach yevame, you're not moitzi the other shvach yevame. Now, lefi Rashi, this is two different sugis. Rav Bichlal doesn't have to hold from the sugi. Rav was mechadish a sugi from Chizu. Five brothers, one Yevama Chalitza Psula, a dozen part of the brothers. Klabi the Yevamas is not parasha of Chizu. What he holds, the guy be Chalitza Ma'al Yaseh? Are they other name? Shmuel is mechadish another aloche. Chizu Shmuel doesn't hold. He's mechadish is aloche of Chalitza Ma'al Yaseh. What is Chalitza Ma'al Yaseh? Other if it's a better one and the same one, other a better one and different one, other bichlal, two Yevamas, if it's possible, one is not moiti. And if you Rashi the sugya of Shmuel is even lemadomar ein zike, and the chiddush of Rav is only lemadomar yezik. We b'etzem don't need all this halakim in Rashi. What is negiyat? What we're going to learn the tesis and the Rambam is Hashem, and the sugyas that we're going to learn now. So we have to take the first chelik of Rashi. What is the first chelik of Rashi? That Rashi learns that the din of Rav, that tzori chizur, is only 5 yevamim and 1 yevamo, and the chalitza is a psula. Mainly, you need chalitza from all of them. But if it's 5 yevamos, Rav doesn't already have to have chizur. Tesis learns avada the din of Rav is sai and the yevamim, sai and the yevamos. I mean, Rav for sure includes Shmuel. If he Rav, Shmuel is mechanish, even that he doesn't know from chizur, he also chalitza ma'alis. But Rav, Avada holds that if you need chizur, sai 5 brothers and 1 yevamo, sai 5 yevamos and 1 yevamo. So this is what we need to know the Gavid Machlekes when we're starting the Tesis here. The Lefi Rashi, the Sugya from Rav, maybe Shmuel, but the Sugya from Rav is 5 Yevamim and a Yevamo, 1 Chalitza Psula doesn't follow itself for the other brothers, everyone needs to give her a Chalitza. The Yevamos, if one goes Chalitza, the other Yevamos, Rav doesn't speak about it. Shmuel speaks about it. And Lefi Tesis, Rav for sure speaks about both Chidushim. That if it's 5 Yevamos and it's Chalitza Psula for one, Avada doesn't part of the other. This is the Akdome, but we're going now to learn the Tesis, and it's speaking something else better. But this Akdome is the Gea to the Tesis, but Teichat Vori. Rashi was Mechadish, what is Chalitza Psula and Yevomis, that the Daloch is Tzricho Chizur, and Lefi Shmuel, Tzricho Chalitza Ma'al Yisrael, what is Chalitza Psula? Zogt Rashi, Kol Isho She'ein Ani Yochoy Le'yavmo. Even in the Rabbono, Chizkuka. Tesis is coming to Shlog, that this is not called Chalitza Psula and Gantz Yevomis. And we'll start with this. Chalitza psula tzricho lachza. Loik moi shepirash bakuntres, dekol heicha shene yochoy liyabem, chashiv chalitza psula. Do oma beperikame gabi mazri gushosoy, oi hi, oi tzoroso choy letzes. Velichoshim chalitza zgrusho, chalitza psula. Aval gav de einu yochoy liyabmo. The first kasha of Tesis and Shitas Rashi. Rashi means every lady that you cannot do yibum is called a chalitza psula. And the minute she will have the aloha that his 5 brothers, lefi rav, Nitzchizu, lefi Shmuel, chalitza ma'al yaseh. This is the sugya of chalitza psula. So the Tesis, this is bichlal nishkin chalitza psula. Not every lady that you can do yibum, bichlal goes into the category of the isha that has a chalitza psula. Raya rishoyin ozok Tesis, mazri gushasa. Ha'ofen ha'gimore, shteit ohi, ohi tzoros, ohi letzis, ulei misi ha'bemes. You can do yibum. Why it's not a chalitza psula? So we have to stop. First, the kasha lefi Rashi is not a festa kasha bichlal. Rav spoke of the yevomim. The Tur said b'shem Rashi that in his 5 yevomis you could do chalitza to one. You don't have to do chalitza to all of them. He never said you have to do chalitza to all of them. So what do you want from Rashi b'chlal? What's for example Rashi b'chlal? Rashi said mefurash. We said 5 brothers, 1 lady. She can't do good yibum. Her chalitza doesn't help. Reuven needs to do. Shimon needs to do. But if it's 1, 2, 3 ladies and you do chalitza psula to one, it helps the fira. So the kasha of Rashi is nishta za kasha. Okay, it could be a kasha of Shmuel. But Shmuel holds chalitza ma'al yaseh b'inem. And if you can't do to one, to part of the other one, so what Shmuel will answer? So, I'm saying, I'm at the mask. Tesis l'shitoso, tesis l'shitoso, ishtol the kasha poshut. Why tesis l'shitoso, ishtol the kasha poshut? Because tesis l'shitoso has no difference, yevomim and yevomis. There's no difference, yevomim and yevomis. So the middle of the Tesis of Rashi, if it's Chalitza Psula, the Firab, the brother needs Chizur, and you have to do Chalitza to all the Yevamos. There's no difference. So Tesis is showing the Kasha of Rashi. Rashi, you said that this is called Chalitza Psula, Rav holds you need Chizur. Sai from the Yevamim. Sai from the Yevamos, how often the Gemara against you? How often the Gemara against you? This is Tesis Kasha and Rashi. How often the Gemara against Rashi? I'm saying, Lefi Rashi, it's not an offer to Gemara. Rav only spoke about the Yevamim. You're right. Maybe it's a Kasha and Shmuel. So, say so, Mistama, it's a Kasha and Shmuel because Shmuel holds that you can't do to, you have to do to all the Yevamis. And if it's Chalitza Psula, so the Kasha will be Shverali with the Shmuel. I just want to be Madgish. Tesis is telling the Kasha here. He's putting down the Kasha. He's holding in the Sugya of Rav, Chalitza Psula. The reason Tesis is not going to this Dikduke and news, the Mechalik to Vishin, the Yevam and the Yevama, because it's Tesis Shitas. Say that. But Vinit V, Tesis is asking a kasha of Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds a chalitza psula she'ein ruyo le'ibum. Frank Tesis of Rashi, I don't understand. Rashi, marzri gushose. Shteit klo. De goen in ois gimel. And in shulchanor. He says the is a better kasha of Rashi. For Machzor Yerushalsa, Ebi Chayim Elavim. There's a Gemara in the Chof Amud Beis, the beginning of Chof Amud Beis, Isur Mitzvah ve Isur Kedusha, Bo Aler Oichol Atzlo, Nifter Otzorasa. The answer is Machzor Yerushalsa, Ebi Chayim Elavim. What? Who asks the kasha? The Goyen is Meramis to it in Ois Gimel, in Ois Beis. And everyone asks this kasha. Why Tosfos had to steal his kasha from Machzor Yerushalsa? Hashem the kasha of Rashi. Rashi holds chalitz psul leMachzor Yerushalsa. Steal the kasha from Chayim Elavim. Steal the kasha from Chayim Elavim. Why did he steal the kasha from Machzor Yerushalsa? What? So Rav Nachum says, maybe if you would ask a kasha from Daf Chof, Balabatish, the answer is you ask a kasha from Yud Aleph before you ask a kasha from Daf Chof. You remember Daf Chof better because you just learned it, but Balabatish, I don't know if it's such a Aleph. Basically, the Goyen also only was Meramez Zetur Shachon Aruch. Rav Nachum stelled on it a shtickle more. And Rav Nachum wanted to say that the reason Tosfos asked the kasha from Yud Aleph and not from Daf Chof, because in Daf Chof you could answer that the Gemara is Lamanda Omar Ein Zike. The Gemara says Lamanda Omar Ein Zike is no chizum. But Shein Daf Yud Aleph, you can't say it's Lamanda Omar Ein Zike. Because in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, the Gemara is asking a kasha with the Teretz, and if the Gemara is Lamanda Omar Ein Zike, so the Gemara cannot ask a kasha with the Teretz. Yeah, but it's a derech dike teretz, because if the kash is lefi Shmuel, Shmuel is even a mandomar ein zike. So, Rav Nachum wants to say that Tosfos found that Yud Aleph is a besser kash from Daf Chof. So we have it all. We'll go about. So first Tosfos is shlogi Rashi. Right? Tosfos learns that every time when it's not roi lebiye, it's called a chalitza psula lefi shitas Rashi, and Tosfos is shlogi from Daf Chof. So efshar we come yashir. But let me again say, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Aloch Yud is two parts of the Rambam. Today we'll see the lighter part. Tomorrow we'll see is a poor kashas in the Rambam. The Rambam has a new shita chadosha in the whole sugya. I will take the first chelik of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Aloche Tes and Aloche Yud, he brings down the Aloche of Chalitza Psula. Zok the Rambam Sholish Achim Nesuim Shtei Achias VeMeisu VeNoflo Achias Cholas LeAchios LeNifter UTzoros. Zok the Rambam Deklal Lipnei SheChalitzas Achias Chalitza SheEino Meulo. V'chalitza she'eino me'ulo eino poiteres es atzor. The Rambam is not mechalik yevomim in tzores, and the Rambam says chalitza she'eino me'ulo eino poiteres es atzor. Chalitza she'eino me'ulo eino poiteres es atzor. Zog the Rambam in Aloch Yud. V'yiroel shekein adin b'shtei yevomois abois mibayis achat. Achas asuro mishum shniyo. חי ולאבים, חי ועשה, שאם חולץ לאסורו, לא יהותרו עצור. פסקן דה רמב״ם, what Tosfos wants that will come out לפי רשי. שיטס הרמב״ם like רשי, that אבי חי ולאבים, אבי שניאס, אבי חי ועשה, that are not oil ליבום, is called a חליצה פסולו. מלא פסקן דה רמב״ם, חולץ. לחי ולאבים, חולץ לשניאס, לא יהותרו עצור. What would be the answer that Chof? That Miyashu Zan. Shtik Mor Zaman Amar Ein Zike. This is the deterrence. But the Rambam Paskin Stake, that if Cholatz L'chai Ve'lavi, Cholatz L'chai Ve'ese, Cholatz L'shniyas, Lo'y Nifteru Tzores. So what Tosfos is trying to come out is, that is a problem of Chalitza Psulo, the Rambam Take Paskin. That Chai Ve'lavi is a Chalitza Psulo, it doesn't bother the Tzore. Very Gishmak. A klal lefi Rambam and Rashi, every time when it's not roi lebiye, it's called a chalitza psula. And again, the Rambam is not mechalik the Yevomos and the brothers, and the Rambam paskins that it doesn't bother that Magemish says v'hu adin achim, that if one brother makes a chalitza, it doesn't bother the other ones. Very glad. Frek de kesef mishne in perik vav aloch yud gimel astire atzuma in Rambam. The Rambam in perik vav aloch yud gimel paskins. Hoyso ayevomo machzor grushosoy. Choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Machzor grushosoy. And the first brother was machzor grushosoy. Choyletzes veloy misyabemes. זוג דה רב אגד מישנה, ועם חול עצלו נפטר לצרוסו. פריידה כסף מישנה, ואין לי יודע מנעין זה. שהרי כוסם רבינו בפרק זיין, יראה לי שכן הדין בשתי יבומס, אחס מהם אסור על היום ומשום שני או יחב אליו ומחב עשה, שעם חול עצלו אסור על היום לצורו, וצורך יהיו. So בעצם, the Rambam goes, and Paskins in Perek Vov, הלוך יד ג' דה סוגיה פול מאסר גושוסוי, דה לבחול עצמם מאסר גושוסוי, נפטר עוד צורסו. זה גמור. חייב אלאבים ברמבם פסקינס דאקה, לא נפטר עוד צורסו. So first time, זה בלינה לקשה עם רשי. Why is this not often a gemara that v'chayv elavim nifter otzoroso? I mean, the Rambam didn't bring it up. The Rambam la'aloch epaskins, but Tesis is asking on Rashi, why? The Rambam says, you're right, is the gemara mazir gushosoy doesn't patas the tzor. But I think it's a Mishnah, Bishlein, if we'll say that we don't hold from Rashi, it's ain't a chanami. Mishnah, we don't hold from Rashi, ain't a chanami. If we don't hold from Rashi, we'll say that, so we don't hold from Rashi. But if we hold from Rashi, as chai v'lavim, apotu, chai v'lavim is called a chalitza psula and it doesn't pata the tzoro. So if we hold chai v'lavim is considered chalitza psula and it doesn't pata the tzoro, Freitag is a Mishneh, so why mazir gushosoi da aloch ez nishta ze? Why mazir gushosoi da aloch ez nishta ze? That im cholatz v'mazir gushosoi, it does pata the tzoro. What is the difference? The Kesef Mishneh bleibt zorichim. So again, so say that Advorim is that the Avon of Otesis nem tzachon b'das Rashi. That every Yevoma that is not roi liyibu is called Chalitza Psulo, as they state in Ramba. As they state in Ramba. Every Yevoma that is not roi liyibu is a Chalitza Psulo. And we said, b'yisodei osu chayv elavim, b'yisodei osu mazur gushosu. Both of them. And the Ramba makes a shpaw. And chayv elavim zog the Ramba. It doesn't part of the tzor, because it's a chalitza psula. And when it comes to Masa Gushosai, the Rambam holds that it patters the tzor. And the shayla is a chalitza psula. What is the difference? And the kesef mishneh bleibt zorichim. This is be'etzem tesis is kasha and rashi for na gemara. And the Rambam take a pass the gemara. He holds like rashi, that if it's not roi lebiye, it doesn't patter the tzor. When a filo hochi a pass, because Masa Gushosai patters the tzor. Zog de Lomdi, a gewaldige Terz. Noch einmal, wenn ich mir rahme, das Terz. Zog de Lomdi, was hat Terz? So, 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 es cholok bi yesoido i chai velavim von machzer gushos. Why chai velavim are not oile leim? Gzei rabbi rishoyno otu bi yeshir. Shnias. Midei reise da oile leim. Rabbonon, don't let to do leim. So midoraisa the oil leibum, they have a zikas yibum. We can't do yibum to them. So they do chalitza. It's a chalitza psula. It's a shvach chalitza. We say, well, the nusach we said alamol. You can't say that this chalitza is keilu nisyaber, because we don't let you to do yibum. So it's a shvach chalitza. It's not the original chalitza. A normal chalitza is keilu yibum. This is not the real one. This is not the real stuff. It's not the emes. It's a shvach chalitza. Mazir gushoso, we learned in the Fyudalev, tu moksid bo kearayet. But we had a tzad that should be potu, hito yeibo, veitzeroso to yeibo, kal vuchoy mer, mazir gushoso beetzen, she's nismayet min ha-parsha fun yibum. If she's nismayet from the parsha fun yibum, so why she's oile lechalitze? So chaklal kol she'ein oile lehibum en oile lechalitze. We answered, and as they started the Rashbo, was it do yevim toy? Is it drosh that she's oile lechalitze? Mele is poshut. Chai, mazir gushosoi, she's not oile leibu min atoiro. Tu maksibo ke arayas? Why she needs chalitza? Abazunder et roshe. So her chalitza is a new parasha of chalitza. This is a festa chalitza. Why you call chalitza psulo? It's kosher lemaz, kosher lekatchile. Hashem gave her chalitza. Chai delavim be'etzem she needs to do yibu. We don't let her to do yibu. So she does chalitza. That chalitza is not a good chalitza because it can't be mevokim yibu. Be'etzem chalitza has to be mokim yibum. This chalitza, the zike is a starker zike, and you can't do it. So b'meile, that chalitza is called the chalitza psula. Mazir gushosoi, she's mufka from parshas yibum. So why she's chayav b'chalitza, stoch kol sheino oile? נתרץ את זה בזונדר דרושה, יש לך יבוא מאחרס, שואלו לחליצה. When you have a בזונדר דרושה, יש לך יבוא מאחרס, שואלו לחליצה, it's not called the חליצה פסולה. Again, in the besmevlish of Rashi and Rambam. I'll explain. And the besmevlish of Taisa, that we'll see later, the חליצה פסולה means that the זיקה שבח, could be פונק פקר. But we say, what is chalitza psula? We can't look at the chalitza keilu she's oile leibu. We can't look at the chalitza that she's oimed b'mokim yibu. It's a shvach in the chalitza. So now we can't look at the chalitza keilu she's oimed leibu. That's a shvach in the chalitza. So mele, it's not enough. This is only the isha that's in the parsha from yibu. When you can't do yibu, this is a shvach in the chalitza. So that's the Tarsus. As I developed, Nochem developed, answers the Kasha of the Kesef Mishneh. That Mazu Gushosi, the Rambam holds, Chalitzoso Peter Tzoroso, Chavilavim, Ve'esa Vishnias, doesn't part of the Tzor. Here, Reb Nochem and Sefer, like Miyad says, and it's Poshit, that you have to go back to the Tere that we said in Chof Amud Beis. Mishneh and Chavilavim, we said, Be'etzim, they're the Parsha. No Gzeira Bir Shein, or to Bir Shnias. Shnias, Be'etzim, are in the Parsha. Aber chai ve'ese, is a klal ein ese deiche ese. And this is what Taisus said in the Chof Amud Beis, that chai ve'ese are mufka from the parsha. And Taisus says in Chof Amud Beis, that chai ve'ese be'etzem apotu li'ibu min ha'teire. The reason they need to do chalitza is yivimta. How we could answer that mazda gushos is mufka from the parsha? Mashen ken chai ve'lavim, shnies, we say they're not mufka from the parsha. Why the not mufka from the parsha? Chavelavim, we could hear the not mufka because be'etzem the oile leibum knows exer the rabbanon bir shena oto bir shnir. Chav shnias be'etzem the reis the oile leibum the rabbanon the not oile leibum. Aber chav ve'eser is noch ein eser deicha eser. The terence is the two terutz that we said. Other that the Rambam means isur eser because it's not called the eser bichlal, it's a isur eser. So weiter like we medayik in the Rambam that in all the three you have to come to exer bir shena oto bir shnir. Although the second tells that we said that it's my ul my esse, but avada b'diavad, if you did the bia, avada b'diavad you koine, because be'etzem, it's only my ul my esse. She's not mufka from the parsha. So, the end of again, this teire is machriach, that the teire that we said in the prophet, the Rambam, that even if the Rambam means dan chai be'esse, bichlal chai be'lavim and shnias, taki the Rambam is choylik and teisus. Again, teisus taki didn't come to this spot. And if teisus chai be'esse taki, will be like mazir gushosir. Okay, teisus bichlal doesn't hold the shtikul teire. So come this is Elif in the Rambam. Marzer Gushosoi, she's Mufka from Parshas Yibum. Be'etzem, she doesn't have the Parshas Yibum. So why she has Chalitza? It's a Chaklal Kosheina Oile. The Tanitz is, Yevimto Yizmerabe, a lady that does not have the Parsha, has a new Parsha of Chayv Elavim, a new Parsha of Chalitza. That Chalitza is Mishkin Chalitza Psulo. It bothers the Tzor. Masha'en Ken, Chayv Elavim, Vishniyas, Chayv Eser, that Be'etzem the Oile Leibum. Achayis bezikat and midrais the oil leibum. She's mekenish machin yibum, so you make chalitze. This is the shvach in chalitze. When she's not right, why? Because then the chalitze can't see kilu nisyabem. Mashenkim is a new part of the chalitze. About it, could part of the tzor. A glad of what? Taisus bichlas dan mechalik v'schiluk. I'm saying again, why they didn't ask in the chof could be because we see in the Rambam that why he says the gemara of chof is taken out mefureshes. I don't know what is the tenets. And the Rambam himself passes the Gemara of Yudalev that it doesn't, that it does part of the Tzora, and the Chai V'Lavmi says that it doesn't. I said the Gemara, but that's the Yashu said. But let me get Shlap by Shlap. So no, the Vayu is trying to answer that Taisus, again, Shitas HaTaisus B'Das Rashi, that every Yevomah that is not royally Yibum is called Chalitza Psulo. Not only that Arba Achim. But if it Taisus, Arba Achim will be a Sugi for Chalitza Psulo. It's not Megiatz against Yevomahs. Taisus is moitzi b'das Rashi that every time in Yevomas, when you find a Yevomah, she'eino ruhe le'yibum, the brothers and the Yevomas, because Taisus is not mechalek, will need chalitza. We said in Rashi alein Yevomas, it's not supposed. We said over the hell of them. And we said in the Rambam state be'etzem, like Taisus decided to medayek in Rashi, that every Yevomah she'eino ruhe le'yibum is called chalitza psula, and the Rambam paskins in Perek Zayin alochayut, chai ve'lavim shnias v'chai ve'ese, don't part of the Torah, the Magid Mishnah says, who adin de'achim, everyone needs chalitza. And the Shaila is, but the Rambam himself, in the case of Taisi brings down Masu Gushosi, the Rambam says that it does part of the Torah. If the Rambam holds that it does part of the Torah, so we have a spirit. The Torah says, dear, it's a new parsha, but she'ein chav elavim is not a new parsha. So the Shaila is like this. If you want to learn, you can learn what Rashi learns like the Rambam. Mazik Gushosi is a new parsha, and Chai V'Lavim, we'll part of the Tzor. But the problem is that Rashi Yevamos never gave a remez that Chai Velavim don't pater the tzara. If you do Chalitza to Chai Velavim, it doesn't pater the tzara. The Rambam writes it down. It is no chiyuv to Rashi to write it down. But Milad Yevamos. Milad Sugis Aruches, that if you cholis to the Chai Velavim, it paters the tzara. And if you maskone that it doesn't pater the tzara, Rashi had to mention it. It's a shvere kashi. So there's two ways. One way I want to be mamshich. We'll go al derech haramba. That we said that there's a klal that when Rashi said chalitza psula doesn't pater, it's only when she's in the parsha and it's pasul sivertzach pashvach. But if she's not in the parsha, there's a new parsha for chalitza, a new zikas chalitza. This is a starke zike. If we say this word, we could go one more step. We said erev Purim, a word from Rebbe Elchanan. Rebbe Elchanan said, we had a chkire, Purim Meshulish. A person reads the Megillah in Shabbos, and they were mafkir the Megillah, Shofar in Shabbos. We brought down, Rebbe Elchanan brings down a Rishimas Rishonim. But when Chazal were mafkir a mitzvah, Chazal don't have a way to stop a mitzvah. The only way that they could stop a mitzvah is when they steal away the mitzvah. I will explain what I mean. Shnias, Al-Moshe, Al-Achai is Bezikah. Chazal tell you, Herzachayim, this Yevome, she's kigilu, she's a erve, what's coming to her? Aber, in Chai Velavim, Chai Veesem, she is with a visa, aber Chai Velavim Veesem, for sure, Veesem is Esed Echeloises. But they don't want you to do it, Zei Rabbi Rishayna, or to be a Shnir. They tell you, we don't want you to do it. You don't ask them, and you do it, no? Say, we told you not to do it. And you will do it. We don't want you to blow Shofar in Shabbos. So you will blow, no? Your person will say, okay, I will have a small mitzvah d'rabon, I will have a big mitzvah d'raisa. It's kedai, mitzvah nefesh, v'shoifa. V'zitzvah again, it's a machin mitzvah. How Chazal will stop a person to read a Megillah in Shabbos? Okay, it'll be Yisrael d'rabon. It's Yisrael d'rabon to read Sforim Chetzel in Shabbos, I also read. What is the Yisrael? What will stop a person to read a Megillah? What is the Aveira? It's no Aveira. It's no Chefze v'Yisure, to ask them. When Chazal make Yisurim b'Rabbonon l'Moshe, they made Yisur b'Rabbonon, Shnias, Oif, Basar Oif b'Cholon, they made Yisurim. When they don't let you to do the mitzvah because they're Gzeir, you will do it. So like Rebbe Elchanan b'Shem de'Eshkol, they took away the mitzvah. And now if you blow Shofar and Shabbos, you don't have a mitzvah. If you do Yibul, Zog de'Eshkol, you will get Malkus. Not the Pshat that you're not making the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah Yibul b'Chlal. And we made it you kiilu over and a veris from Chai Velavim, and there's no mitzvah here. They took away the mitzvah. So the Meile, Rebbe Elchanan says that lefi dem Chai Velavim, the gedder would have to be, balokolo kiddushin, but the gedder would be in Chai Velavim, that because Gzei Rabbi Rishayna Oto Birishniya, they took away the mitzvah. They're mafkir the mitzvah. Gzei Rabbi Rishayna Oto Birishniya, they said there's no mitzvah here. So they took away the mitzvah sibu. They took away the mitzvah. So the that, so Chazal, what happened? So you have Chai Velavim, Chazal came and they took away the mitzvah. They took away the mitzvah. So they took away the mitzvah, so she's not Oile Leibu. She's not Oile Leibu. If she's not Oile Leibu, so why she has to have Chalitza? Why she has to have chalitza? If the mafkia the yibum is a klal, kol she ain't oile le yibum, ain't oile le chalitza. Bishlem, if they were not mafkia the mitzvah yibum, so midori raisa, she's oile le yibum, so she can't do the yibum, so she's oile le chalitza. But if Chazal raised the mitzvah, and now she's not oile le yibum anymore, so if she's not oile le yibum, why she's oile le chalitza? We said before Purim, we said in Shir, that Eina Chanami, Azeshtek in Rashi and Sanhedrin on Gimel, that after they took away the mitzvah, she's oile lechalitza from the drosha from Yevimtoi. Yesh lecho Yevomo she'eino oile leyibum, oile lechalitza. When she has the afkoi from Yibum, so she's taka oile lechalitza. So kumtoi is that lefi Rashi, every chai velavim and eser today are mufka from the parsha's Yibum, and they have a new parsha for chalitza. Azeshtek in Rashi and Sanhedrin. She chai velavim oile lechalitza, she'nema Yevimtoi. she is oyla. We said this in the Rishon Yisrael. Rashi says she's oyla, but the Yevim Balu Konu. They didn't take away the mitzvah, so the Yevim Balu Konu, she's in the parasha. The Gradle, Ariya de Revi'a Alei. We don't let you to do it. But she's, you know, but she's oyla. No, Ariya de Revi'a Alei, but Be'ezim she's oyla Leibu. So Mele, if the pshat is that they took away the Yibum, and now she's Mufka from the Parshas Yibum, and she's not in the Parshas Yibum anymore, if she's not in the Parshas Yibum anymore, so why she has to have Chalitza? So Kol Shein Oile Yibum and Oile LeChalitza. The Talmud says, Gevimtei tells you, that Yesh Lecho Yibum Ma'acher, Yesh Oile LeChalitza. Yesh Lecho Yibum Ma'acher, Yesh Oile LeChalitza. If Yesh Lecho Yibum Ma'acher, Yesh Oile LeChalitza, so Mele, you don't say Chalitza Pesukah. When you say, as I have the case of Mishnah, and Machzor Kushasim, we say, Lefi the Rambam, you don't say Chalitza Psula, why? V'al Midoi Raita, she's Mufka from Yibum, so the new Parsha from Chalitza, well, it's Parsha's Yibum, and you can't do the Yibum, and I'm Shtot of Yibum, you do Chalitza, this is called Chalitza Psula. But when she's not Mufka from the Parsha, when she is Mufka from the Parsha, now why she has Chalitza, this is what we said in the beginning of his mind, is a new Parsha from Yevintoi, Yesh Lecho Yevom HaShavah B'Sha'enu Oile Le'ibum, Oile Le'chalitza. At that Chalitza state, this is Nishni Chalitza Psula, and it does part of the Tzor. So in the Rambam, we're Mechalek, that in every Masa Gushosa, it's like a new Parsha, this is the reason, Perek Vov Aloch Yud Gimel, it part of the Tzor, V'Sha'en Ken Perek Yud Aloch, Perek Zayin Aloch Yud, Gavich HaVeladim, it's in the Parsha, it's the Chalitza Psula. Rashi will learn that Val Gzeira Birushena B'Tishniya Chazar U'Mafkiya, and Meli, you have to come to Yevintoi, and Be'etzem Afilu On Teres. In Rashi, in Sanhedrin, Nun Gimel Shtei, that Chavelavi Ma'oile Lechalitze, Shenemar Yevintoi. We brought down a couple Rashis like that. But Rashi says, Chavelavim Oilim Lechalitze, Shenemar Yevintoi. So if Rashi says that Chavelavim Oile Le'ibum, Shenemar Yevintoi, so it's a new Parsha, Andre Tirutzim, why Rashi has to say it? Well, there's a new Parsha, what is no Chalitza Psula? Only Nachai is Bezike, and this place is stuck in the Parsha. Let's see, Lechure, the first Chalik. Now, the Nafkimina Lemaisa would be in this Chalik, if we write, what would it be if a person, the Moshe, has a Chai Velavim, and she's also a Chai Skukose? The Moshe, Rochel Veleo are married to two brothers, and they die. They fall to Yibu. So be'etzem, it's a chayis b'zika. Of them state that if you do chalitza, it's a chalitza psula, it doesn't help. Every brother has to do chalitza. Grad de rochel is a mamzeres. She's a mamzer. So till now, it's mamzer, it's pasha, if she's a chay, two psus of the fully yibum, state in rab, tzirich chisur al kol ha'achim. Masha'en, if we will say that b'chay ve'lavim is a new parsha, so we'll come out that if she will be a chay ve'lavim, chay gamda, she would not need a chisur. Then if she will be also a chayis kuko and also a chay velavim, come they say it. Our Gemara state three brothers, with five brothers. Two brothers are married to two sisters and they die. So the Maaseh they die together. Everyone is a chalitza psula. You need chizur al kol ha'achim. But what would be if one of them is also a chay velavim? So b'meile she's anyway not oile leibu. She has zikas chalitza and zikas chalitza is a fest of chalitza. So that chalitza could pat the other one. She would not need a chizur. Say, the same chiddush should be in Machzor Grushosoi, even on our Shtikl Teire. But the Velt, Reb Nochum himself said in Machzor Grushosoi, would be the same bazach. If one of them is Machzor Grushosoi, so even if normally is the Chalitza Psula, while Machzor Grushosoi is not called the Chalitza Psula, because it's a new Zikr Lechalitza, so if it's a new Zikr Lechalitza, it's not called Chalitza Psula, so even if she will be also Achoy Skukosoi, it would be no Chisor. So this is the first chelik of Teisves. Dahainu, Teisves Kasha and Rashi, that Rashi holds that if it's not roi lebiye, it's called chalitza psula. Teisves asked the Kasha from Machzor Grushosoi. We asked also from Chai Velavim, and the Rambam says einachanami. Just the Rambam says einachanami only on Chai Velavim, not Machzor Grushosoi. So we said that Teira maybe Machzor Grushosoi is different. Then we said other Rashi holds like the Rambam. Other Rashi holds even Chai Velavim is different because it's a new parsha. Those are the first two lines of Teisves. Kum Teisus now and fragt auf Rashi a zweite Kasha. He has noch a gemore to schlug Rashi, that Rashi says that the issue that is not roi le'ibum is called Chalitza Psula. Lama zan the second Rashi from Teisus. Velekamon nami, zog Teisus ko omar, elo tzoro de leo tipota. The chalitzos k'sheira. What is the gemara that they're bringing down? Again, two brothers married two sisters, and two other ladies, tzoras. And the first two brothers die. So the first one is married to Leah, and the second one is married to Rachel. So shteid, if you cholis to the achyes, tzoras leniftaru tzoras. Frag the gemara, why? Leah is okay. So when you make chalitza to Leah, lemando amar ein zike, why she can't bat to the tzora? Bishleim, after you made chalitza to Leah, so Rachel is a chois chalutza, so chalitza to Rachel, you can't do yibum to Rachel, so maybe you can't do chalitza, it's a chalitza psula. But when two brothers die, and the first one is married to Leah, if ein zike, you're allowed to marry her, why Leah doesn't bat to the tzora? As I frag the gemara, elo tzora, Leah tipota, the chalitza so ksheiro, why the chalitza is the chalitza kshayim? You're right. We hold ein zikah. So if Reuben and Shimon Levi v'Yehuda, and Reuben and Shimon married two sisters, and they die, as madamar ein zikah, every one of the brothers allowed to miyabim everyone. But the reason that you can't be miyabim because it's a isur levatan mitzvah yivamim. That if you miyabim Leah, you can then Rachel becomes also. I as another brother, maybe he will die. If you miyabim Rachel, you can't be miyabim Leah. Because it's a chois ishtar. So maybe you're causing yourself to mevatim mitzvah sivamim. Even as another brother, maybe he will die. So the Zel Bezachdo, how the Gemara says that chalitza slayer is a good chalitza. But you're not allowed to marry Leah because he mevatim mitzvah sivamim. Zakteis is why I'm asking it. Bishtem, I will say a different pshat. So what if I can't marry her? But the chalitza is a gezunda chalitza. But if you're Rashi, every ishtar that you can do yibum is called chalitza psula. So first I asked on Rashi, now I'm asking from Osul Lebatan Mitzvah Sivamim. You have Leah and Rachel, and there's often a Gemara in Daf Chof Zayin that Chalitza's Leah is called Chalitza Ksheiro. And I'm in Zikir, why it's Chalitza Ksheiro? You're right that there's no Aveira to marry Leah Mitzad Achoy Skuka, Mitzad Achoy Sisho. But you're not allowed to marry Leah, you're not allowed to do Yibum to Leah, because if you do Yibum to Leah, you're Mevatan Mitzvah Sivamim. So it's a Raya against Rashi that even that I can do Yibum, it's no Chisol, it's not called Chalitza Psula. This is the Shlok of Tesis of Rashi. She's tesis is marich. Lomaz and first the lashon of tesis, how tesis starts the kasha. Tesis starts the kasha kaze. Aval gad ben yochel yabo, but come on, nami koma. Elo tzoro de leo tipoto. The chalitzos ksheiro. Al mechoshim lo chalitzos ksheiro. Aval gad de osu liyabmo. Mishum bitul mitzvah sivom. Now tesis is adding on himself. Why it's such a big avera to marry Leah? Why are you telling me I'm not allowed to marry Leah? Because if you marry Leah, you can't marry Rachel. But Rachel has a tzora. I'm allowed to marry Rachel tzora. I can't marry Rachel tzora, but I can make chalitza to Rachel tzora. So what I'm mechadish that is bitul mitzvah yivamim. Normally, two brothers marry two sisters and they died. So the third brother can't do yibum to one of them because he's mevatel the mitzvah. But he is not mevatel the mitzvah because the other brother has a tzora. Rachel has a tzora, and you could do chalitza to the tzora. So he says, yeah, but what if the tzora will die? As maybe if it's two brothers, you're telling me that I can't do yibum. Because maybe the brother will die. So here also, I can't do yibum to Leah because I'm mevatel from Rachel. I see the tzora from Rachel. What if the tzora will die? So they says, okay, but maybe she has 100 tzoras. And the Gemara says, lemisav tere lecha shivin. So they says, it's not mashma in the Gemara at all. So that was a losh taste inside. Everyone looks within the Gans of Yevomis. It's the only place that it's written in Yevomis is here. Taisa says like this. If you marry Rachel, Leah, you're right, I can't marry Rachel anymore. But I could do Chalitza to the Tzora of Rachel. Right, take Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben dies, Reuben is married to Leah, and he has another wife. Shimon is married to Rachel, and has another wife. So this is how the Gemara says that when Levi does Chalitza to Leah, it's a good Chalitza, and it passes the Tzora of Leah. It's a Chalitza Psulu, because I'm not allowed to marry Leah. Why am I not allowed to marry Leah? I'm about to miss the Sivomim, because I can't marry Rachel. So this is why I can't marry Rachel, I can't marry, because if I marry Leah, so it's a Chos Isha. But I can marry the Tzora. So Ketesis, like, why I could marry the Tzor? I can't marry the Tzor, but I could do Chalitza to the Tzor. So Ketesis, like, why I'm allowed to marry the Tzor? If I marry Rachel, Leah, so Rachel is a Chos Isha. So she's the Erevet. The Erevet part is the Tzor. It's a Kasha, it's not a Kasha. It's a Kasha. What? It doesn't start such a Kasha. It's an Erevet Le'achon Afile. It's an Erbe Le'achar Nefila. It's not an Erbe Koyle Nefila. Reuben and Shimon died. Reuben has Leah, Rachel, Shimon has Rachel. I'm Levi. I can't do Yibum to Leah because I'm Mevata the Mitzvah from Rachel. So please, I'm not Mevata the Mitzvah because I have another Tzara. I could marry the Tzara from Rachel. I can't marry her, I'll do Chalitza to her. So this is why, if I'll marry Leah, so Rachel will become Achos Isha, so she will part of the Tzara. So this is the Erbe Le'achar Nefila. And if the klal is when two yevamos fall to yibum, and b'shas nefila they were not a erve, even if one of them becomes the erve later, it doesn't part of the tzol. This halacha is not written nowhere in yevamos. It's a chroim shetayres. Halacha said the first time that the rishonim speak it out, it's here, and also it was not supposed to teisus. And takim that we gedenk in the lashon, teisus doesn't say that it has to be a erve koydem nefila. Lashon at teisus is mikol mokim chalitzim miyeboi. Why? It was only Le'achar Nefila. The Melech Shiyachol and Tzoras Rochel and Mitzre lo the Mutar Gretzor lo Tzosri. So it takes me, Kol Mokim Ike, Bidu Mises Yivomim, why? Im Yovel Yavim Le'o, the Chashin and Shematom, Tzoras Rochel, Chamevatim Rochel, Mitzis Yivomim. This is Tesis Kasher. So man, Tesis is telling a kasha Oreach Rashi. What is the Oreach Rashi? Rashi, you telling me that what? That every issue that is not royally Yibum, it's called Chalitza Psula. Often the Gemara in the Chof Zayin, Chalitza Sleo is a good Chalitza, even that it's kosher that you're not allowed to do a Bia Tileo, because then Rochel becomes a Chis Isho, and the man is so what, even if we have the Tzorah, but maybe the Tzorah will die every time we Choshish to Misa, there's the whole Chash of Bitu Mitzis Yibomim, two brothers, even if it's another brother that can marry Rochel, stop, Reuben and Shimon. And they die, so I can't do Yibum to Eishes Leo, because I'm about to the Mitzvah from Rochel. I have another brother, so tomorrow maybe my brother will die. So Bidul Mitzvah Sivonim. So if it's a Bidul Mitzvah Sivonim, so I'm not allowed to marry Leo. If I'm not allowed to marry Leo because Bidul Mitzvah Sivonim, and even so state in the Gemara, that the Chalitza from Leo is a good Chalitza. Chalitza from Leo is a good Chalitza. As I frek Teisus. What is the answer in Rashi? So there's three tirutzim of Rashi. Again, we have to remember. Shitas ha-teisves bedas Rashi, chai veladim, chalitza psulo. Mazrik ushozoi, chalitza psulo. And Rambam was be'erech maskim. That every time when it's not roi lebir, it's a chalitza psulo, and then every time when Yevomis lefi teisves, it's chalitza psulo, everyone has to do. The whole Yevomis changes lefi Rashi. Which way to Miyasha? Maybe only Mazel Gushosai, maybe also Chai V'Lavim. Now Tesis is adding a Mezake Rashi in another Chidush. Not only Chai V'Lavim, not only Mazel Gushosai, or Isha that is not Roi Le'ibum, Mitzad Ve'alochev, also Levatan Mitzah Sivomim, she's also called Eine Ra'u Yolebiyah, and the Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula, and it doesn't bat at the Tzor. The fish is as Rashi. And as Eishat Tesis, Melech, Vek Dav Rashi, Melech Tesis B'Cholek and Rashi. What is the Teretz of Rashi? So the first Mahalach we said is Rabbi Lezer Moshe. Rabbi Lezer Moshe Hovitz says that Rashi didn't say it in Osu Levatam Mitzvah Sivan. Why? When is a problem? When is a Chai V'Lavin? Then Rashi said it. Or not, we said maybe not. The Maharam Ibala says Rashi didn't say it in Chai V'Lavin. Ober in Tesis says in Chai V'Lavin, in Masri Gushosoy, is a problem in the Isha. So Valsh is a problem in the Isha. So she's not she's not roi lebiyah. She's a chai v'lavim. She's a achos isha. So she's not roi lebiyah. She's not roi leibum. So her chalitza is a chalitza psula. Also levatam mitzvah yevomim, the isha doesn't have a problem. The isha is roi. The isha doesn't have a chisol. I have a technical problem. I'm not allowed to do yevom to her because if I do yevom to her, I'm levatam mitzvah yevomim. Lama Zogin Eliyahu HaNavi will tell me, I'm telling you, Rochel will not die. The Tzorah will not die. I'm allowed to do the Yibum. There's no Isur to do Biyah to her. Lo Yitzuyah, that the Tzorah says she's anyway not planning to do the Mitzvah. She's Mumeres, she doesn't want to do Yibum. She's not doing Yibum, she's not Nagi anymore. So what do you could do Yibum? Chazal will let you or not. She's not Osur to do Yibum. The man is not a Chalitza Psur. This is the word of Chidush Rabbi Lezer Moshe and of Chof Zayin. And Reb Nochum said it's a shtikl meduyek like that shita v'das Rashi. We said in Rashi Dibur HaMasril, Kamay Senami, when the Gemara asked by us, that the first two will be a chalitza psula. Rashi said, "Shteim arishoynes in chavav amud beis, nami liboy chalitza mishteim bechalitzosa nami la ma'arisi di mishuhoil v'yezike." And Rashi didn't say because also levatal mitzvah sivam. This is one teretz. There's another teretz we mentioned once. We brought it down by Remiza then. It's a teretz for Reb Meir Shmulevitz. We said in the Daf Chof Beis and Daf Yud Ches we were marich of them. However, then we mentioned the tesis. We're not holding in the tesis. It's a geoinish teretz, and I think it's emes lamitos. I'm telling you, afilu that tesis asked the kasha. And we said maybe tesis the shitosu we could say it's a teretz. Reb Meir Shmulevitz says that it's a mistake. There's no osu levat on mitzvah sivam. There's no osu levat on mitzvah sivam. Why? What is the issur levat on mitzvah sivam? What is the issur levat on mitzvah sivam? What is the issur? Osu levat on mitzvah sivam. Why? We ask the kasha. We go back to the kasha. A person has a tzitzis. He's not allowed to cut the tzitzis. I don't want to have a mitzvah tzitzis. It's an issur. A person has to have arba kanfes. If he has arba kanfes, he has to put tzitzis. He has a house. He breaks down the house. He's mevatel mitzvah mezuzah. So what is the issur levatel mitzvah sivam? The teretz is, val the mitzvah is already chal on me, as a din osur levatel mitzvah sivam. We have a moshul to it from Hilchis Pesach. That a person wants to sell his house for chametz to a goy. So under zogin, you're not allowed to. Well, you have a mitzvah b'dikah. You're right. If you sell to the goy, you're potter. Also levatel the mitzvah. So the person say like this: if you sell before shloshim yoyim, it's okay. Why? The mitzvah was not chal yet. But when the mitzvah is chal, that erev Pesach you have to check, and you're running away from the mitzvah is also levatel. That's the halacha. Also levatel mitzvah yivam. That's a chinuch. Chinuch is pasha. You have three brothers, four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. They die. Shimon wants to go to over to one of them and to do Yibu. Why not? Onachar is good. He wants to marry Leah. Eishes Reuven. They tell him that's a chayim. If you marry Leah, you can't marry Rochel. So you mekayim mitzvah Yibum from Reuven, but you can't mekayim mitzvah Yibum from Shimon. You mevatel mitzvah Yibum. So he says, say that. Yehuda, my brother will take it. I will take one. My brother will take the other one. Be'etzem, he's mevatel mitzvah sivamim. When he marries the wife of Reuven, in that minute he races the chetimtzah to mekayim mitzvah sivamim to Shimon's wife. Because it's two sisters. But he says, my brother will do it. I have an elikah brother. He will do it. My brother will do it. So we tell him, maybe your brother will die. Also levatel mitzvah sivamim. We don't let it. This is the sugya before. Our case is a different case in Gantz. And the Kirinoir and the Yashashyanki and Meramis. Our case is a different case. Look, listen good to the case by us. Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters and two tzoras. And they die. I want to meet them. Eishes Reuven. They tell me, no. If you take Eishes Reuven, Rochel becomes Asa. So I tell you, okay. But I could marry the Tzora of Rachel. What do you tell me? Maybe she will die. Say, I'm asking you a shayla. When I did a beer to Eishes Reuven, I was mevatel a mitzvah? I could make Yibum yet, I could make Chalitza yet to Eishes Shimon. Maybe she will die? I'm not mechuyev to help. Not. What if my house will fall? When is bitul mitzvah Yivam? When his two brothers married to two sisters and one marries one, and that mitzvah, he's mafkia from himself the mitzvah sibum. When he's mafkia from himself the mitzvah sibum, does he speak to mitzvah sibum? So what's the Teretz is? But so what? Anyway, my brother, I have to share with my brother. He also wants to do yibum. We tell him, yeah, and what if your brother will die? So nimtza that you are over and bitul mitzvah sibum. So when you marry the Ashes, the first one, you mevatel mitzvah sibum. No, boss. You're hoping your brother will help you. What if he will die? Nimtzel mafra, you ever have a. So this is the issur levat on mitzvah sivam. Masha'eke, in our case, the Tesis brings it up Chav Zayin, And the case of the Chosayin is Reuben and Shimon married two sisters and they have two tzores and they die. If I do Yibum Teishas Reuben, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah for Neishas Shimon. I have yet the mitzvah there. Maybe tomorrow someone will die, but my Meister is nishkin Meister bitul mitzvah Zivomim. Does he nishkin Meister bitul mitzvah Zivomim? Rashi holds it's bichlal not also to marry. We say a big lomdash of machlekes. Teishas learns in the Gedef and also about the mitzvah Zivomim that this is also also. I'm not allowed to marry Eishes Reuben. Why? Because maybe I Rochel I can't marry, so I'll marry the Tzorah, maybe the Tzorah will die. Rashi holds so what if the Tzorah will die? But my Maise is Nishkin Maise Bitum Mitzvah Zivomim. So maybe Kushim Yikor HaLesa. And remember good, that Yud Ches was the Zabu Machlekes Rashi in Teisus. Zabu Machlekes. So Kum Teis HaZeh. And I've committed the two Terutz that we're saying is Shomayim Vorets. If the first terrace that we're saying, we hold that even in the case of Osur Levatu Mitzvah Sivomim, we say from Reb Lezer Moshe, Rashi B'chai Gavna didn't say that it's called Ein Aroi Lebiyah. When Rashi was Mechalish Chalitza Psula, Rashi was only Mechalish in the issue that is Mufka. When it's a Zayti Gezach, we had a Diuk and a Chovov Azay. The second terrace says no. Rashi is masking in the lomdus of Teisves that if it's not Roi Lebiyah, even because Osur Levatu Mitzvah Sivomim, it will also be called Ein roi lebi and to call chalitza psula. Just grab the Rashi also, it's dish eves. But Luria 2 will find a different case that is called bitul mitzvah sivomim. Rashi is masking as he is chalitza psula. So it's an afkemino lemais that's vision to terutzim and this aloch. Mikol makoim, Teisus is not masking la meendik in the Teisus. Elo nire leri, so ik Teisus deloi ke Rashi, deloi choshib chalitza psula, elo achoy skuko, leman da omar yezike, Oy achoy tzchalutzo lekule alme ubal asaget ubal asamayma de bekulu klisha zike de achoy tzkukosoy dame de achoy tzishno de ein bo zika de achoy tzchalutzo zike achoy tzgushosoy ubal asaget dame lechalutzo ubal asamayma leknuso vechetsoy do de rabono abol mach zgushosoy ve osu levata mitzvah sivomim lo inigra behem azike ve lehochi chashim chalitza psula apos tachilik et teisvitz. So we said, he said this dike machlekes. Rashi means, ain't a roi lebiye. Teisus holds, klishe zike. Klishe zike. He says, achoyz kuko, klishe. But chavelavim is not klishe zike. I want to ask you one shayla. Why shnius is not klishe zike? Shnius is a elva de rabbonon. But the rabbonon is no zike. Why is not called klishe zike? Mot nezach. Shnius bechura ze kvisha zika. Bichlal we don't know what is klisha, not is klisha. But if we had to decide, what is klisha? Achoisisha zoktesis, do me the achoisisha, klisha zika. Shnius, shnius, arayis, klisha zika. I think it's mefurish in this thesis that shnius is nishkan erva derabonon. Ja, das scheint, if Schnees ist der Erbe der Rabbonan, es ist damit kein Wieso. But if Schnees ist der Erbe der Rabbonan, es ist eine modne Sache. Okay, anyway, Teis never asked him Schnees. We don't know. Teis ist missed that Kasha from Schnees. Teis was only busy with Masa Gushose. Aber bei Essen, in Chur, we have a Kasha from Schnees also. And the list of Teis is, Teis says, Klishe Zike is Chalitza Psulo, Loi Klishe Zike. I would say Schnees is about the Klishe Zike in the list. Teis didn't speak about Schnees. Efters the other Tirutzi, why Teis was Miss Alem from the ganze Suge in Afrof. Only Masa Gushose. We said Pashas, because before. The Teretz is, Shnius is Nishkin Erva de Rabbanon. So you're Alma Lachkir, if it's Erva de Rabbanon or not. If we have a Rai from this Teretz, it's like Nishkin Erva de Rabbanon. If it's not Erva de Rabbanon, it's only a Chai Velavim, Mele Avada Un Avada, there's no Klish Zike. Chbetak, it's a Zed Ina Veinik, it's a Veibs, Shittas HaRambam here, it's a second Chilik in the Rambam. In Perek Zayin, Aloche Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, ממש דבורים נפלואים, וידה רמם אז מסעד עוד הגן תסו. I'm not sure.